It's time for the Little Known Black History Fact. We celebrate Black History every day on the TJMS. Oh, this is sad news. The iconic Sound of Philadelphia building is preparing for demolition. The Sound of Philadelphia building in Philly served as the offices of legendary music label Philadelphia International Records, Gamble and Huff Music. And today, the iconic neon sign outside the building will be removed before it is demolished next year, making an end to an era. Wow. Pioneering songwriters Kenny Gamble, Leon Huff, and Tom Bell purchased the building in 1970. It's going to be torn down to make way for condos.
Wow.
Yeah. All that history.
It's gone.
It caught fire. It caught fire a couple of years ago. It's ready for demolition, actually. But it's still, you know, Philadelphia International Music, and the building will be demolished.
So if you go over there, you think some hits are in there somewhere, play?
Maybe some other.
Who needs a hit? Who can go?
Yeah, exactly. Some other star standing, just going through the pile.
Go through that pile.
It is said that Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff wrote over 3,000 songs in the 35 years that they were in business. 3,000. So, yeah, player, it might be. For people like the OJs, Harold Melvin, the Blue Nose, Billy Paul, hey, 3 Degrees.
You think Charlie Wilson over there? Mm.
Yeah, he probably is.
You're so wrong.
He probably is. Going through that trash right now. It's Wednesday. He doesn't have to perform till this weekend somewhere. And wherever he is, he can go through Philadelphia. Yeah. We know his work. We've seen him do it. He did that to Lionel Richie.
And the Babyface probably be over there too, man.
Yeah, Babyface can. I know Babyface got a lot of hits, but.
And how many hip hop people?
All the hip hoppers.
They're gonna be over there.
They did 3,000 hits over 35 years.
That's crazy.
P. Diddy will be over there. Yeah.
Boy, the creativity and the genius.
Uh-huh. Yeah. This is the Sound of Philadelphia.
This is it.
This is Philadelphia.